Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest show. And I'm here with my wife.
Hello.
Yeah, you got two of us today. This is just a quick update. So there are some podcasts coming. I just haven't got time to edit them at the minute. So I just thought I'd go through a quick update on a few things that have been changing, and what's gonna what you're gonna see in the future. So what's happened on?
I don't know what's happened.
You don't know what's happened.
It's all been a blur.
Who's introducing my podcast now?
I am.
Aren't you lucky people? So lucky. And she's even promised to do some editing for me.
I haven't.
She has.
I have never edited anything in my whole entire life.
And you said you'd do some cover art for me.
We'll use that term loosely, I think.
Why?
Because you haven't signed off the invoices for the amount it's going to cost you.
Oh, well, that's nice, isn't it? Yeah, oh, that's great. So, what was the first change we've just done?
We've changed the name to Photography Insights.
Why did we do that again?
I have no idea.
Well, we sort of thought it would make more sense to talk, use the title of what sort of makes sense to people. So, if anyone's ever searching, it's more about.
Makes things easier to find.
Exactly. That's why you're on board. Thank you for
Obviously,
that.
thank you.
So, we've had some lovely guests recently, haven't we?
We've had Robert. He built the moon landing camera. It's amazing stuff. I don't think many people will ever do anything as important as that.
I don't think so, do you?
No.
Yeah, he was a really cool guy. We've had the master photographer, Quinn Jacobson. Obviously does his wet plates. He's a great guy and an amazing educator as well.
Don't forget, we've had John and Colleen, the descendants of the amazing Edward Curtis from the 1900s.
Which again was another great one, and we've become very good friends from that, so it's been really cool. Coming soon, who we've got?
We have got alternative models, film, and fashion photographer.
And another abstract slash fashion photographer. I'm not quite sure if there's an exact genre for him, but he does some really cool stuff.
You're working on finalising arrangements for a very famous photographer who has served in the UK for decades.
And he's shot some very iconic people, including the Beatles. He's made documentaries. He's won awards for both stills and movies. And interestingly enough, he was at the Twin Towers when it fell. I'm not going to give any clues who it is yet, because we're still sorting dates and things out. But
All will be revealed.
we've done some blog articles on the website, so please don't forget to check out flogger.co.uk for them. One of the greatest ones I really enjoyed was David's research on colour infrared. He does this all from shooting on aerial surveillance film. So remember, this is still film he's using. And he's using things like a LOMO LCA camera as well, which is pretty cool.
You have published an article on shooting your first solo wedding.
Yeah, so that's from my personal experiences last year with my first one. And I've talked about like planning, prep, shooting, equipment, failures, and then I've also talked about the real life side, like the anxiety of going through it all, because it's a big thing to do. And it's a change for even my family, wasn't it? So did you miss me during that?
And anyway, we've got another article coming soon.
Thanks. And what's that on?
Constraints, apparently.
Okay, who's writing that?
You are, I believe.
Okay. A little update on Instagram. So, yes, I deleted every single post and I've started from scratch. I just weren't happy with the content, the look, etc. So, a lot of things will be reposted. I want to go through some of the podcasts and interviews we've done, so we can show them off a little bit better. And then I've created, I've changed my other account to purely photos.
What addresses should they go to find that?
So that one, the main blogging one is flogger.co.uk, and the photo ones are just flogger_photos.
And what about Facebook?
So, yeah, this is quite exciting. There's going to be some changes coming soon. So I've had a street photography group for quite a while, but I've never really done anything with it. So we've got some developments there. But the good thing is I've actually found someone with a mutual interest, really good guy, very talented, and we're going to be sharing the workload there. So that should be good. And then what do we need to say finally?
Regarding iTunes reviews?
Have you left one?
I haven't as yet, no. I can do.
Oh, that's kind of
it. How many stars should I give you?
Six.
Is it? Out of what is it?
Five.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll get back to you on that one.
Because obviously I'm ace. So, thanks again for listening, everyone. Please do share this where possible. And you'll get look forward to hearing from my wife's intros more often, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Bye.